Hi, friend. You're listening to The Alchemy of the Human Experience, and my name is Giselle Beaumet. And in this podcast, we talk about all things mind, body, and spirit wellness with a strong emphasis on the spirit. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get right into this episode. If you find yourself working really hard, but like it feels really hard, you're frustrated, it feels like you're just clinging to the belief, but your business isn't making the money that it needs, you're not having that relationship you seek, you're not making the money that you desire, you can either keep going in the direction that you're going that is not working and is frustrating you, and it feels so hard, or it might be time to do something different. I invite you to open yourself to that something different. Number one, take a breather. Take a breather. It's time to lean back. It's time to pause. It's time to get grounding. It's time to pull back a little bit. Just lean back a little bit. It does not mean that you're giving up on your desire. You're not giving up on your desire. You are leaning back versus pushing forward as hard as you've been pushing forward, but it's not working. We're going to lean back a little bit because we need some space. You need some energetic and at times physical space between what you are pushing so much to achieve and that creative inspiration to arrive. Allowing yourself to pause, to rest, and to replenish. So that might mean booking a getaway. It might mean doing some art classes so that you can create some creative space. It might mean spending more time in nature. It might mean, and it will most likely mean, working less, trying less, doing less. Create some energetic space. And again, at times, physical space for you to receive, for you to get creative again, for you to have that spark come alive again. You'd be amazed at what intentional rest and leaning back can do for receiving your inspiration, for looking at the bigger picture and seeing which direction you are to go. Next thing for you to do is get out of your head. If you enjoy this podcast and the content on my website, you will adore The Unfolding. The Unfolding is my monthly subscription, but here's the game changer. At the end of each month, I create a transpersonal hypnotherapy guided meditation where we lock in the new belief so that your subconscious leads you towards your manifestation and towards the life that you desire. A really, really cool testimonial that I received from Olga, who is in The Unfolding. She said, "Your manifestation technique just brought me my place. My new job with a higher salary. Peace and hope are finally restoring in my soul." You can see hers and others' testimonials when you visit The Unfolding. I will have the link in the show description. See you there. You are too much in your head, and it is so crowded in there. It is so crowded that you have lost clarity. You have lost that effortless flow. But here's the thing. Sometimes when you are so much in your head, you know, you're the wheels are just turning, turning, turning. You're formulating. This is what I need to do. And then I need to do this. And then this idea comes through and you're like, I need to do that. But all of it feels hard. It does not feel like effortless flow. You might need someone else to help you get out of your head. I have met so many people who are in their head and they won't seek help. And help is in form of a coach, a mastermind, group coaching, a mentor, someone else who has been there, done that. We're not always meant to do everything alone. sometimes you need to invest in yourself. The best thing I have ever done for myself was to invest in myself by getting a coach who was a few steps ahead of me. And yes, sometimes that is a scary idea, especially if you're struggling with money and someone's saying, spend some money to invest in yourself. But manifestation is the process of becoming. And sometimes to become, we have to do something that is outside of our comfort zone. In fact, almost always to become, you will need to step out of your comfort zone. Because right now, you're in the woods. You have left the trail. You're lost. You're in the woods and you're trying really hard, getting nowhere. Get yourself back on trail. Get out of your mind. Or you get a guide, someone else, that helps to bring you back to the trail. And then finally, face your blocks. Be willing to face your blocks. I recently had someone said that for 15 years, they have been trying all the doors and it is not happening for them. When I mentioned to them that at times it's you versus you, which means you might be your own block, the person said to me, it's not. Well, the math ain't mathing. We have to look at who's the common denominator when you're trying all the doors and none of them are opening and you're not achieving your goal. Sometimes we are our own block and it takes humility, it takes awareness to be able to acknowledge that, or at least to explore it. And so you have to ask yourself the hard questions, such as, what is the belief that I have that is preventing me from achieving my goal? What am I afraid of? Where am I limiting myself? Where am I not being expansive? Not beating yourself up in any way, but holding your own hand and guiding you through that process by acknowledging the blocks, facing them, using techniques such as reframing, affirmations, replacing old beliefs with new beliefs because it's a choice, giving yourself suggestions of the belief you want to have, and then seeking validation for it. And you will find that when you do this, you lean back, you create space for creativity to arise, for you to receive. When you get out of your own head, get back into the trail, out of the woods and into the trail, and that might mean seeking a guide. And when you face your own blocks, acknowledge them with kindness, but shift them. All of a sudden, you get the clarity you needed. The path becomes easier. Effort becomes effortless, and you're back in your flow. The very place that you deserve to be in. And you make it happen. Thank you so much for being here with me. If this was helpful to you, please leave a 5-star review. And you can contact me anytime that you desire. I will put my contact links on the show notes. And until next time, my friend, be well.